All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties. Hey, homegirls. So I'm just stopping by really quickly to share a sneak peek of our Bravado bonus episode. In this episode, we chatted about love bombing, honey. We explained what it is, how to recognize the signs of being love bombed, and more importantly, provided the girls with some tips so that we can stay out of the shackles, honey, the shackles of being love bombed. So if you like what you hear, make sure you join us over on Patreon for the full conversation and extra bonus content. seriously, like, a mature relationship looks like this. You say you want to get married in a year or two or whatever it looks like. We're on the path to marriage, so this is what it looks like. It looks like spending time with just each other, doing our 10,000 hours of,
boy,
you know.
Go to hell. Go,
all of
boy,
that.
Fuck you.
Right. You know the vibe, though. And yeah, then I when I didn't want to do those things, it's like, see, you're the reason why
we're not getting what you say you want. You're the
and when
reason.
We're not there.
Instead of, actually, we're not compatible, and that's the reason.
Or, actually, nigga, yeah, you're crazy as hell. And when I was just like, yeah, no, it's not a vibe, then a breakup occurred. An unexpected breakup. That first time was an unexpected breakup.
While you were at work.
I'm like, why am I in
shambles?
You don't
break up with nobody at work.
That is disrespectful. I'm like, I am in shambles here at work because
you weren't expecting it.
I was not. I'm like, wait,
because
what?
You weren't expecting it because he thought, you felt like he thought so highly of you.
And I'm
there's
doing
no
hella
way,
much.
And you were doing a lot. And there's no way that you would want to, you could break up with me because I'm so perfect for you. I'm your dream girl. You
I'm
can't see things without me.
I'm leaving weekends open so that I'm only going out with my friends 2 weekends, and I'm leaving the other weekends and being like, babe, do you have anything that you want to do? It's very sick, y'all. It's very sick.
And another way that I was listening to something, and I think this was good. Another way to like avoid being loved bombed, which is something that we ladies do a lot, is to not assume that what something means to you means the same thing to the other person. Because we'll be like, I mean, I'm fucking him raw. That's my boo.
Yeah.
If I bring him to my family night,
he's
really
mine.
Right. But if they bring us and we like, he wouldn't bring me to this if he wasn't really feeling me. Like, he wouldn't post me if he wasn't. You don't know shit until right. they say
yes.
It is what it is. We cannot assume that what things mean to us mean the same thing to other people, because that's how we play ourselves.
Like a
and
fiddle.
I've played the tune many a times.
So some tips,
I've
queen.
I played it.
More tips, rather, is to stop. Stop in the name of love. God. Stop. Slow things down. Feel free to have a real honest talk and say, I really enjoy you, but I feel like this is moving a little fast for me. Let's dial back a little bit. It's okay. It's okay to slow things down. You can say, I'm a little afraid of it moving too quickly. I just want to make sure that we're building a solid foundation. Whatever the verbiage looks like, don't be afraid to stop and slow things down, because a love bomber or a narcissist wants to move fast. They want to do the commitment quick. We're together. It's all of that. And they want to lock it down.
Thank you.